up and get dressed. It's another school day. He pulled off the covers and stretched out one arm. His sleepy old brain never heard the alarm. He threw on some clothes.
Where's my shirt?
One white sock, one blue.
Oh, well.
No time for a comb or the lace on one shoe. A slurp and a slop was breakfast.
Whoops.
And then he ran for the bus, almost missed it
again.
Hey, wait for me!
At school he discovered he just couldn't add.
2 plus 2
The
plus
kids
one.
Started Uh-oh. Laughing, his math was so bad. He had to spell zoo.
See?
He thought that he knew
you?
It. He tried and he tried, but he just couldn't do it. Time to play ball, to the playground they dashed. They tossed it, he missed it, he tripped.
Whoops.
And he crashed. What could he do? Try as he might, his body and brain weren't working quite right. Remy came home and he told Mom and Dad.
What a day.
How this made him grumpy and that made him sad. Dad made spaghetti.
Oh boy!
Always a winner, but Remy was tired and slept right through dinner. Then Mom said,
"Now, Remy, I know why you're groggy. You stay up too late, then you wake up too foggy. TV and toys, all those fun things to do.
I know.
The reason for sleep is a mystery to you."
That very night, as he snuggled in bed, his ears heard a voice, and here's what it said.
Hello there, Remy. My name's Dr. Z's.
Dr. Z's?
Let's talk about sleep. Listen up, if you please.
Okay.
When your brain feels like mush,
yeah,
and your eyes feel like gravel.
Yep, they do.
Let me explain, where's the best place to travel?
Ooh, let's take a trip.
Just hop into bed.
Like this?
When the day turns to night, your brain train will come when you turn out the light.
What is the brain train, and where does it go? What does it do?
Remy wanted to know.
I'll show you all that. But before we depart, a regular bedtime is how you should start.